so. The shrill ring of the doorbell behind her made her jump. It was probably the postman. She'd seen him coming up the street behind her. She opened the front door, and a young woman hovered there, inspecting her warily. She had a strong yet attractive face, with hazel eyes and thick auburn hair tied loosely back with a yellow ribbon. She was probably one of Verity's son's many friends and hangers-on from the cheerful crowd that surrounded them. She could never keep up with them all. Verity smiled. "Can I help you? I've just put Maris and Toby on the train to Nottingham. Their term starts on Monday, so I'm afraid you have just missed them." The woman frowned and appeared bewildered. She hovered a moment longer on the doorstep, and then, with a look of determination on her face, she darted past Verity and into the hall. She seemed nervous, glancing round the tiny hall, the staircase ahead of her, and the passage leading to the kitchen, as if checking for danger. "Can I help you?" Verity spoke a little more sharply this time. The woman was dressed in a soft yellow corduroy dress and a well-cut jean jacket. "Sorry, I don't remember meeting you before, but then I don't know all my son's friends." She now noticed that the young woman was pregnant. She was tall, slight and slim, but she was obviously a few months gone. For an instant, the sight unnerved Verity. Was one of her boys responsible for this? She and Nathan had always been open about such things with their sons. Anyway, why should this woman's condition have anything to do with them?
"This is Nathan Wharton's house, isn't it?" the woman demanded, regarding her boldly, cupping her hand over her baby bulge.
Verity leant against the door jamb. Was Nathan responsible for this person's condition? The thought taunted her. She found it hard to breathe and chided herself for jumping to conclusions. Though, if she thought about it, she felt that they seemed to have lost some of their closeness together since he'd been promoted at work and both of their sons had left for university, leaving them alone again, just the two of them. She trusted Nathan. Surely he'd tell her if he'd strayed. Or anyway, being the truthful, decent man he was, wouldn't his guilt have given him away? The woman now asserted herself and took charge. "Can we sit down?" She glanced at the open door to the living room beside them in the hall. "Tell me what this is about first." Verity pulled herself together. The woman did not look threatening. She was a little older than her son's usual crowd, but she could be the sister of one of their friends. Besides, Verity was used to young people, as she taught A-levels at a crammer in Queen's Gate.
"It's personal, and I'm quite tired."
The woman smiled apologetically.
"I walked here from World's End. I got off the bus too soon."
"Okay, come in, but I can't give you long. I've so much to do," Verity said, thinking of the work she had to prepare before the new term started. She shut the front door and led the way into the room, feeling a little vulnerable with her family gone. She sat down heavily on the sofa, and the young woman sat gingerly on the edge of a chair, facing her.
"So, tell me why you want to see my husband," Verity said firmly, annoyed now with Nathan being, through no fault of his own, away on the other side of the world.
She steeled herself for the woman's story.
"But first, please tell me your name." "My name is Saskia Wharton."
Her announcement hit Verity like a wet fish. Was this some sort of joke? She repeated weakly, "Wharton?"
"Yes, Nathan Wharton is my father."
Saskia eyed her defiantly, dropping the words carefully into the silence.
"Your father? Are you sure?"
Her mind juggled with this shattering news.
"Yes. My mother, Helen, only told me a few months ago, before she died. I was a mistake, apparently."
She laughed awkwardly, though Verity saw the dart of pain in her eyes.
"They met when they were both bumming around in Greece one summer. You know, working on boats, in bars and things. They had a holiday romance, then both went their separate ways, and a couple of months later, Mum found she was having me."
Saskia looked guilty, as if it was somehow her fault.
"How old are you?"